When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito.
And we're twins. We never say that.
You know, every time like anybody finds out I'm a twin, I was like, oh, I thought you knew.
Oh, bitch, you didn't know. But then know?
I'm like, how would they know?
Me too.
Oh, I thought you knew that already.
Literally nobody. I like barely talk about my personal life at work. And then I somehow casually mentioned that I have a twin. They're like, you're a twin. I'm like, what? You didn't know? And like, I don't share anything. So I'm like, how would they know? What do you mean you didn't know? You can't just tell that I'm part of
one. I just thought I'd tell everyone already. And I'm like, oh, I thought I told you.
Yeah. Anyway, back to this.
Okay, yeah. So today we're talking about episode 7 of Teresa. And I feel like I watched it so early in the week that I already forgot everything that happened. So
good thing you took notes. Very good notes.
Yeah. So, but that I was going to say, I think you're going to have to do the summary.
Oh, I watched it this morning.
Yeah, I figured because you never sent me your notes.
I know. Why was I? Oh, you know, so my child had been really good about falling asleep in his crib last week every night by himself for like a long ass time. And so I was like, oh, just watch it at night. And I kept saying that every night. And this week, every night he kept crying. So I kept going to lay down with him because I don't have any willpower. So I'm like, yes, child, you need me. And I go and lay down with him.
You're that mom. Actually, I think all moms do that because every mom I talk to and they talk about like that and they're I end up just always there like so.
No, some moms are tough and they let their kids cry it out. I'm a weenie and I'm like, you're crying, let me go. So for this episode, the whole thing
I mean, really only one thing happens, right?
Yeah. El velorio, which is that a wake?
Except I think it's like a funeral. Well, yeah, it's like a wake because they're not burying. I can't say that word, by the way.
Yes, they're
burying. Burying? Yes.
I don't know. ESL.
Yeah.
So it's the wake for Rosa, who passed away in the previous episode. And the whole thing takes place in that they're just all mourning. There's a lot of emotions.
That's basically it.
Yeah. So we start out at the hospital. Everyone is crying and, you know, yelling because they were just told that Rosa passed away. The doctor's like, I'm so, so sorry. And Teresa's begging the doctor to let her in. She's like, no, she's still alive. Let me go see her. And he's like, no. And then Mariano's like, everything's going to be okay.
I was like, really, Mariano, you more than anyone who lost your mom, I don't know how long ago, should know. That's the last thing that somebody who's grieving, like fresh grief. I don't know if that's not
literally
a term,
but fresh,
like,
yeah,
literally just happened. And then you're like, everything's going to be okay. I'd be like,
it's not,
I'd be throwing hands.
I'd throw hands too. Like, what? Everything's not going to be okay. Everything's going to be different.
Like, she's gone forever, dude. Like,
yeah. You know, sometimes people have this urge to fix. And so instead of just letting a moment be, instead of letting someone just grieve, they have to be like, it's going to be okay. Let's do this. Just sometimes it's better to just not say anything.
Yeah, just be there, like, just, you know, hold a person, whatever, like, give space. But, like, people right away, people don't, first of all, they don't always need advice.
Yeah.
And they don't always need to be, like, comforted with words. And because sometimes you don't know what that person needs to hear. And usually it'll be the wrong thing that you say. So,
yeah, nobody, don't say anything. Nobody ever needs to hear everything's going to be okay or calm down.
I think calm down is worse. Oh, my God. Did you watch that parody show about the it's like a parody about the Real Housewives reality show.
I've always wanted to and I never have.
Oh, I watch. There's like 3 seasons and they're each like, I think 2 or 3 different like cities and stuff. And
what's it called, Angela? Again?
It's called The Real Housewives of something.
This is the one with like all the comedians, right?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to see it and I never have. What is it on?
I saw it on Hulu.
Oh my God, yes. Okay.
Angela from The Office is in it, and she's just like Angela from The Office.
I have to see this.
But I think she's only in the second season. No, she's in both. But yeah, there's this one part where when one of the husbands says calm down to one of the wives, and then all of them, first they were all fighting with each other. And then he's like, calm down. And then she's like, what did you say to me? And then he's like, calm down. And he's like, calm down, calm down. And then she flips the table over or something.
Oh my God. That's accurate. Point. Yeah. Point of all of that was that.
Don't say calm down.
No, or don't tell anyone calm down. The worst thing is when I hear like, I'm not judging other parents, but I am. So when I hear parents tell their toddlers, calm down, it's like, first of all, they don't know what that means. Hold them or whatever. Give them. I don't know. Just. What is a 2-year-old?
What does that accomplish?
Calm down. Like, what? Oh, yes, mom. No.
That doesn't mean anything. Now that you said that, let me
calm down. In fact, you know what? Let me rephrase. No kid ever. No one needs to be told calm down.
Yeah, that's like the worst way to calm anyone down, to tell them to calm down.
Yeah.
So, Mariano, you're wrong.
Yeah, Mariano. Don't say that. We go to La Vecindad right after that.
Yeah, so Doña Juana Humberto / Mariachi guy. And Doña Nachita, right? Get to Juana's place or something. Oh, and they don't even know yet that Rosa has died. They're talking about, like, they feel so bad for the family and they hope she gets better.
They're wondering what they can do to help. And so they decide to do Doña Refugio's work, which is planchar ropa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that in English, but it's when you use that thing to, like, make
iron.
Yeah, I can't say that word. So that's why I wasn't going to say it.
One day I practiced over and over again.
I tried.
Because I said iron.
Yes. Yeah, me too. And then
someone laughed at me and I was like.
Yeah, my stepchild was like, it's iron.
I'm
like,
iron.
I can't even say it.
Why is there an O after the R if it's iron?
First of all, iron. I have no respect for this language, so don't correct me. I didn't tell him that. I was just like, oh, thanks, Hayden, for helping me with that word.
You're like.
In my head, I was like, don't correct me. So they're helping her with that. Then we go back to the hospital. Teresa was asking the doctor why they couldn't save her. Her heart was too hurt. But the doctor says this big-ass fancy medical word again.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're speaking to a family. Like, just say she was born with her heart this way and it wasn't detectable, which is what Mariano then tells them.
The number one thing they told us in social work, you know, school. It's not the program, I mean, the MSLU program, social mm-hmm. work school. was like, do not use, you know, big fancy schmancy words with your clients and your families. Like, same. Nobody understands when you use like clinical language and stuff. Like, come on.
Yeah, when I worked in family medicine, half the appointment was like trying to tell them again what the doctor meant if the doctor wasn't good at using lay terms, which most of the ones I work with were, but there was mm-hmm. a few that were not. And yeah, half the time that's what we spent doing, just putting it in better terms because people don't understand. These are big words.
Yeah. So
they didn't
difficult
understand.
Concepts most of the time.
And so Mariano explained it to them again.
And so then we go back to the vecindad and they're planchando the clothes.
Yeah. And then Mariachi guy is like, oh, Doña Juana, you're so beautiful. She's like, you can't even planchar ropa bien. Para que me sirves. And she's
yeah. Great. It's funny because he does the number one mistake that people do when they're ironing clothes, and he puts a plancha down, like on top. He sets it down on top of the clothes,
and then it gets burned.
And he leaves it there.
Yeah,
while he's trying to flirt with Doña Juana. This isn't the time or place, Cumberto.
Yeah.
Then Nachita, Doña Nachita walks in with the mesa para planchar. I don't know what that's called in English. It's like
the ironing board.
Yes. Yeah. She walks in with that. She's like, all right, I've got the heavy artillery here.
Now we can't even remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. She says it. It was just funny to me because she's like, we're going to do some real work.
We've got the big guns.
Yeah. Then we go back to the hospital. Doña Refugio and Don Armando are crying, praying to La Virgencita. They're like, God is going to help us get through this. And Teresa, I'm just laughing because Teresa walks in. She starts yelling at them. She's like, God? What God's God? Yeah, he did this to us.
Yeah.
But then she apologizes. But they're all grieving.
But, you know, some people process things differently. And she's mad. I mean,
I would do the same thing.
I would
at that moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
And I wouldn't apologize.
I wouldn't either.
We're Teresa. We cut back to La Vecindad. And then this is when they find out that Rosa passed away because Aurora calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to the hospital and Johnny is crying over Rosa's. But what does that think? Oh, gurney?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where her body is. I didn't realize that's what he was on.
It seemed like that's what he was on, but then right after that, Teresa is crying over Rosa's body and she's in a bed. So I don't know if he's just an empty gurney.
I think he's not an empty one. Yeah,
I think you're right because that's what I wrote down. That I was like, wait, what? That's not her body. And it's not.
No, it's not.
So anyway, he's just there crying and then Esperanza's like holding him. And then Mariano is just standing there.
Like a weirdo.
And then Johnny says that it's his fault because he knew about her illness. And then he's actually crying like a normal person in the scene. So
yeah, it's not all weird and exaggerated. And then Mariano comforts him. And he's like, no.
You, like, it's no one's fault. Yeah.
Then Teresa finally goes in to see Rosa. I'm surprised that was allowed because she's already passed away. But I mean, it's a novela, so it has to be allowed, I guess. She's blaming them being poor. For Rosa's
she's still
death.
Like on about that. I'm like, lady, come
this
on.
This had nothing to do with it. No,
I will give it to her that, you know, rich people have better access to like better insurance and better medical treatment and blah, blah. But incurable diseases are incurable diseases. And, you know, they would have still died.
Yeah, exactly. She's like crying and yelling, entrecero no ser, yo soy.
That part made me laugh. And at the end of when I watch the episode on YouTube, I like go through the comments sometimes just to see who agrees with me about, you know, the episode. And then somebody was like, oh my God, I just couldn't help but laugh when she said, when she yelled, entrecero no ser, yo soy.
Yeah, and she says it like a bunch of times.
Yeah, so it's funny. She's like, wailing, like, entrecero. Yeah. No ser.
That's exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's funny.
It was funny.
Oh, and then she swears that something like this will never happen to her again. And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you don't have any other sisters. So yeah.
Yeah, but like people die. It's a part of life. It is gonna happen again. Yeah, not your sister, but your mom, your dad. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, how are you?
And
gonna
she's
gonna
like,
stop
I'm never gonna cry. And I'm like, what?
It's okay to cry.
Just go to therapy. Please.
Yeah. Please, everyone. And Teresa. Yeah. I think this happening is what kind of sets her off the deep end.
Yeah. I remember you saying that last time that you remember that Rosa dies and she kind of just like becomes worse.
There's no more playing it nice, which is what she was doing before in case no one could tell. Like all hands are off the deck now. She's going to be straight up evil and get to her goals using her WAP. This is where it happens because this is where she's like, this is never going to happen to me again. I'm going to get out of being poor. And she's saying this over Rosa's body. Then after that, Aurora calls the profe. She's like, Teresa can't make it because Rosa has passed away.
And what a nice friend calling in at your job for you.
Yeah. Very helpful. She is that friend though.
So then now we're back at the vecindad and Doña Juana, Cumberto, and Nachita are crying. Nachita's like making tea and Juana's crying and Mariachi guy's holding her.
Right. And this is normal. They're just hugging.
He's not even being a creep in this part.
He's just and then holding her.
Doña Nachita has to ruin it. She's like, nowhere. Mejor me voy.
It's so like, random. Like, Nachita, they're just crying together.
They're calm sad. Down.
Yeah. He's just consoling her. She's like, you took it a room. I'm leaving. Like, then we go to Aida's parents. And I didn't really catch what happened here. They are just talking.
Yeah. So they're having breakfast and Ruben is telling, is this where I learned her name? God, I already forgot it.
I can't remember her name again.
Oh, her name is Mayra.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this is not where I learned her name. It's later because I don't have her written down here. But either way, they're having breakfast. And Ruben is telling Aida's mom that he has a lot of work to do before the trip. So he's like not going to be there all day. And then she's like, oh, I have a lot of work, too. I had to buy this and this and this. I had to buy some lingerie. And I'm like, that must be nice. That's your work. Okay.
I want that to be my work.
Right. And then Ruben is like, don't worry about lingerie. I'll buy you some in Paris.
In Paris. Then we go to Joni and Esperanza in the hospital. And they're crying together. And then Ruben calls her.
And I swear, when she got that phone call, I was like, you better fucking not leave your people.
And she does. Yeah. She but we don't does. See that yet.
No. Not yet. Yeah. Oh, but also she tells him at this time what's happening. And instead of like being there for her, he looks fucking pissed. Instead of like, oh, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. He's like, when the fuck are you going to be here for some womp?
Yeah. For my, because he thinks it's his.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wants the womp. And he's like, when are you going to be here?
Yeah.
Not, whatever.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This is happening. Nothing.
Yeah.
Then we go to Aurora saying bye to Mariano. Then el profe walks in.
We're in the vecindad.
My bad. Yeah. We're at the wake now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the actual wake. And Aurora is there saying bye to Mariano. And then, no, this is the hospital. Yes. We're at the hospital and Aurora saying bye. And el profe comes in. Mariano's like, what are you doing here? Get out of here. And he's like, no, I'm here to pay or offer my help, my condolences. Mariano's like, leave Teresa alone.
And then he's like, it's your fault that Teresa didn't get to say bye to her family because she was at your book signing.
Yeah. And he didn't know. Profe didn't know because Teresa didn't mention anything.
No. So it's not his fault. It's like really Teresa not mentioning.
Yeah.
You know,
I still think he would have been like, no, you have to come to my book signing.
But.
Probably. I guess we don't know.
We don't know. But, and also, his lips are so ashy.
They can't get
over it. You hadn't noticed?
No, until you mentioned it.
It's like, so back in the 2000s, it was kind of a thing. I don't know if you remember seeing it. They're called concealer lips.
Yes.
That's what his lips look like, and it's awful.
Are they doing that? I wonder, or if his lips actually look like that, or if that's what they're doing with his lips for some
maybe
reason. Yeah, I don't know,
but they look bad.
Yeah. And then we go to the vecindad. Mariano and his dad, well, Mariano's dad is home. Mariano walks in and he's just looking for all his stuff to pawn to help with the funeral. I think he's doing this specifically because el profe went and said he could pay for it. So he was like, no, yeah. I don't need you to do this.
And then we're in Teresa's room and she's crying. She's holding a picture of Rosa. And then she asked Rosa to forgive her for not being there to say bye. And then while she's in her room crying, the velorio is happening out in the apartment and stuff. And so Mariachi guy is talking to Doña Nachita about how amazing Doña Juana is and that she's so elegant, helping everyone and blah, blah, blah.
Not the time or place, but okay.
No, but I honestly don't think he's being a creep here. I think he's being he's genuinely admiring her for
putting
everyone's needs.
Nachita takes it.
She's the one. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, again. She's like, don't check her out right now. It's not the time, but I don't think he was checking her out.
No, he was admiring her, helping and stuff. You're right.
Yeah. And so everyone's crying. Johnny's age really shows when he cries.
Yeah.
Like all his wrinkles come out when he's crying.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks 40 again. Doña Refugio's hugging Johnny. She's like, oh, I know Rosa loved you so much. Gymnastics was her life. This isn't your fault. She passed doing what she loved.
She's so strong consoling him. And it's like,
dude,
she just lost her daughter.
I hate like putting in a group of people all together, right? But Mexican moms. Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. It reminds me of our beautiful, my madrina. She was Diana. Consoling everyone else when...
Dude, I freaking called her to give her my condolences. And then she was comforting me. And I was crying. And I'm like, I called her. Bless her.
Yes, I called her too from... was I still in Germany or was I here? I was here.
Honestly.
Yeah. But I called her. And same thing. And Luis, same thing. Our brother called her too. And yeah, she was comforting us. And it was our cousin. So her child, her boy, her only boy... He had just passed, and she was comforting us. We were crying.
Reminding me of the Refugio reminded me of her, and I'm honestly, I was like amazed. And now, like, I think about it, and I get chills because I'm like, how are you doing this?
How are you holding yourself together? How is she comforting Joni? And I know this is a novela, but it's true. It is so true. We have seen it. I'm sure a lot of people have.
Yeah. Next, we cut to
Ruben.
Oh, that's right.
Ruben is pacing around like an ass,
waiting for her. And she gets there and she's trying to talk about what's happening because, of course, she's sad. But I honestly can't fucking stand her in this fucking part either. She's so fucking ugh.
I feel like, so he's like, why are you late? And she's like, oh, it was horrible. The wake was so sad. So many. He's like, ya cállate. No, he doesn't say that.
He doesn't say that. Stop trying to, but he's bad, but it's not like outright like that. It's
more
manipulative.
Yeah, it's like,
because if it was like that, of course you wouldn't stick around.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah, it's a lot nicer. It's like, no, don't even talk about that because I don't hear it.
It's like dismissive. It's dismissive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't talk about that. We're here to be together. I put the whole day off to be with you because
it's manipulative. I want to distract you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we go back to the funeral. Teresa is crying over the casket. Asking for Rosa to watch out for them, take care of them from.
Yeah. So this part made me laugh because she's like, I was like, really? She hasn't even been dead for like a day, and you're already asking her for favors.
Favors.
Like for heavenly favors. I'm like, calm down, man. Let her be an angel for like one day.
Just chill for one day doing her gymnastics
or something. And she's all like, I know you can hear me in heaven. You need to help me leave all of this behind. I'm like, let her be in peace. Let her rest in peace.
Yeah. Instead of bothering her for favors.
She's probably up there like, oh my God, really, Teresa?
You bitch.
And then she still says again that she doesn't believe that she died because she was sick, that she died because she was poor and she didn't get enough nutrition. I'm like, seriously?
Whatever. Yeah. And Mariano's like, no, it was because of her heart. Stop saying this. And she's like, leave me alone.
She hella yells at him.
She does. Yeah. After that, Mariano leaves. Profe walks in. He gives her a hug. And she's like, yeah, you can give me a hug. Not Mariano. She's grieving though.
Yeah. No, but I do think that when she saw him walk in, she was like, oh shit, he's going to see me all sad. And like, she can't be her normal, like, you know.
She did. Yeah.
Manipulative self.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So anyway, they're hugging, whatever. Then we go back to Ruben and stupid Esperanza.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
He had told her about the trip, but he said it was a business trip.
A 3-week business trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then... Aida calls at this time, and Esperanza's like, she walked away to change out of her uniform, her fake job.
Why is she wearing it? Because she doesn't need to wear that at her job. He knows she doesn't work.
Well, you know what? She was still wearing it from... Yeah, because it was all in the... Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
She was wearing it from the last episode. Mm-hmm. So then Aida calls him, and he tells her he has a busy day preparing for his trip with her mom.
And Esperanza hears this and she's like, what? This isn't a work trip? What?
And I really wish she would have just up and left right then and there. But I knew she was going to like stay because she ran into the bathroom. I'm like, come on. If you really want to leave, you should have just walked out the front door instead of went in to cry in the bathroom. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's no way out.
No. He's going to lie his way into her heart again, which is what he does. And she's so stupid for believing it.
Yeah, because it's outrageous too. So then we go to Mariano and Aurora. They're outside.
Now they're in the vecindad.
Yes, now this is the part. Yeah. Aurora's like, let's go get coffee. Mariano agrees because, you know, Teresa wants to be left alone.
Yeah.
Then we go to inside the house. And el profe asks to talk with Doña Refugio and Don Armando. He wants to offer his assistance. Doña Refugio says, we have everything covered. Everything's mm-hmm. figured out. But Teresa thanks him sincerely with all her heart. But I feel like it's an act.
I honestly do feel like it's an act, too.
Yeah, she's like, I will never, ever, ever forget your generosity your kindness, and what yeah. you've offered and that you're here. And yeah, it feels like an act.
Yeah.
We go to outside. So then,
mm-hmm, Aurora and Mariana are getting atole.
Which I was like, atole.
Atole de la esquina.
Yeah, el atole de la esquina.
It's like a corn-based drink.
Drink, yeah. I don't know. It's
you know, delicious. But which one I like better than atole? I don't even like atole.
You don't like atole?
No, because champurrado is way
champurrado
better.
Champurrado is the shit. Yes,
yeah.
I love champurrado. Yeah, it's I like, do like atole though. I like both, but I do like champurrado way more. No,
one is better
more.
Than the other. Yes.
Oh no, yeah, yeah, champurrado.
Yeah, yeah. So intense. I like for me, it's like hot chocolate, Salvadorian hot chocolate. Water, oh, yeah. Chocolate. Yeah. Water that no one likes.
Except other salvis.
That all the lame Mexicans like. Just kidding. Lame I'm just kidding, Mexicans. Don't come for me.
Don't at me. Don't at me, but hot chocolate from El Salvador is superior. Don't at me. I said what I
ew.
Said.
They're like, this is poor people hot chocolate.
Yes. Yes, because we can't waste a shit ton of leche on a I'm bunch
honestly,
of hot chocolate.
Though, I love it so much better. And because yeah, I think feel like it's like coffee, but like chocolate, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hot chocolate. It's all dry hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Champurrado.
Nothing after that.
Yeah, I don't really like atole. Or rompope.
I hate rompope.
I do like Mexican hot chocolate. It is good, too.
Okay, so
that'll be next.
Salvadorian hot chocolate, champurrado, Mexican hot chocolate. And that's
yeah.
it.
And then
I do like
atole. White people hot chocolate when they put like
marshmallows
on top
and shit.
And marshmallows, yeah.
White people hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I had
that's
made,
the last one.
I made, I make Salvadorian hot chocolate all the time here.
I've tried to make Salvadorian hot chocolate and my husband didn't like it.
Neither did mine.
And you know what he likes?
What
and it's not ugh. It's like those ugly packets of
oh, no.
hot chocolate
like those basic like ass hot Swiss
packets yes.
Is it hot Swiss? No, I think it's just Swiss.
I think it is it's Swiss or something
Swiss
yeah.
something it's like white
and I'm
blue.
Like this doesn't compare to like the bar
the nothing tops that bar yeah
yeah
yeah and back to Teresa so Aurora and Mariano are talking outside with the atole. Mariano tells Aurora that they were each other's first loves.
Well, he's thanking her for helping Teresa so much.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then they just start talking about Teresa. And then I think Aurora asks him, like, how long he's known her. And he's like, oh, my whole life. She was my first girlfriend.
Yes. And then he's like, and well, now we're back together.
And I don't think she knew, right? Well, I mean, she suspected, no. I think, because she saw them at the hospital.
Or, yeah, she suspected yeah. last episode, but nobody yeah. confirmed it until now.
Yeah. And then she gets, like, shaken up. She's like, oh, my God. And she is this when she drops the atole?
Well, and I don't blame her for getting shocked. Yeah, this yeah. is where she drops atole. But because fucking Teresa told her.
They've been together. Yeah. Who knows?
When,
she doesn't
when,
know how long.
Yeah.
But right when, before Rosa passed away, right before this, Teresa was telling her to pursue him.
Yes.
And I think she knows in her head, like, no, she wouldn't have got back with him. Right when her sister died, they have to have been together before then. So she's like, what the fuck? Why would she tell me this shit?
Yeah.
So then
yeah.
she drops atone on herself.
Yeah. And ouch, that shit is hot. That's kind of
yeah.
hot. So Mariano wants to help her, but she's like, no, leave me alone. Don't touch me. I'm going to go get one of your neighbors to help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
She leaves.
Okay. So then we're back with Ruben and it's Bananza. I'm just like over them. Like, there's really no point of talking about this. He fucking lies. She's fucking crying, but she
I
ends up falling for his stupid ass fucking shit.
Touch on how outrageous her lies are.
His lies?
My bad. His, yeah.
Oh.
How outrageous his.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I did
so
want to talk
like,
about that.
Mi hija va a regresar a hacer drogas if I don't get back with my wife. What? How
Dude,
are you going to
if I was Aida and I found out that my dad was telling people that I was, you know, that he has to be back with my mom or else I'm going to be doing drugs. Like, I would be like, I'm disowning you now. Like,
yeah. And these
no.
lies are such garbage. Yeah.
They're not even good lies. Like, oh, my daughter is gonna, what? No.
Yeah. And, but then he says, he's like, I told my daughter that I'm going on this, you know, trip because it's going to be like a last minute, like, effort. And she says, like, with her permission, basically, if this trip doesn't work out, then she said I can divorce her mom. I'm like, first of all, why are you letting your child
dictate your relationship?
Exactly.
That's it. I mean, if all the other red flags were not enough for Esperanza, this should be.
And they're enough. Not. And this is not they're either. Not.
And then, no, it's not. Yeah. So she believes his stupid lies.
Oh, and then he says his daughter annoys the shit out of him, always asking her to get back with her mom. And I'm like, imagine your dad talking that way about you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know. I would. Yeah, I would. Well, she's rich, though, so she can't really disown them because then.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can support herself, you know. So then we go back to Aurora and Mariano. She's like, I'm so happy. Oh, no. This is where she spills atole on herself.
You're right. My bad. Yeah, we jumped.
She's like, I'm so happy for you too. And then she spills atole on herself. And he's like, I want to help. And she freaks out. And she's like, no, leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Aurora. Again, I don't blame her for freaking out. She really liked him. Teresa encouraged her pursuing him. So
she did.
Okay. And then this is where we go. Because it jumps back from the atole scene to Esperanza.
Back and forth.
Basically, what we just said is what happens.
Yeah. So then they're back to Esperanza and Ruben. And then this is when I found out that Aida's mom is Mayra. Mm-hmm. And he's still lying to her, saying that they don't have any intimacy between each other, which is has to be a lie because they're talking about getting lingerie in Paris. Yeah. Esperanza's fucking dumb ass self believes him.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and this is when he says that he's only getting back with her so his daughter will stop doing drugs.
Yeah.
And they make up and get it on.
Yeah. And he's like, I thought this was just a fling, that this is just going to be a fling, but I love you. I don't know when I started loving you. But like, I would be like, whatever, dude.
I'd be like, just give me some money and let's get this over with.
Give me some money. Yes. Pay me for my WAP and let me leave.
Yeah, like, why can't she be like Teresa?
Seriously, she would be much better off if she were like Teresa. Then we go back to Aurora and Mariano walking. Mariano sees El Profe leaving, and he's like, what the hell are you doing here? He's super mad. But El Profe ends, like, leaves, and Aurora's like, what was up with that? Why are you being so rude to El Profe? He's a good person. He just wants to help. He's helped many students before.
Yeah.
And he admits he's jealous, and she's like, you have nothing to worry about. But he does.
Oh, yeah.
They just
does too. They all do.
They all do. Because Teresa, she's going to go full
bitch mode. I don't know what you call it.
Full revenge mode.
She's going to go full Teresa, actually.
Yeah, she's not full Teresa, but she's after this, she's going to be.
What does that mean? Like, she hasn't reached her full, it's like a Pokemon thing. Like, you know, when they, what is that word when they become the next Pokemon?
Evolution?
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Let's forget this.
Just forget this whole thing. I don't know where you were going with it either. Aurora is talking to someone after they walk in from
this. Oh, it's the who gym coach.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
this whole time I was like, who is this?
Because the gym coach and like, and I think they worked it out between themselves so that the hospital bill will show that the gym paid for everything. And not Aurora. And then the gym coach is like, why didn't you want them to know? And then because she's a literal angel. That's why. She basically says, you know, like, well, I don't want, like, Teresa wouldn't want me to, you know, pay for everything.
If Mariano knew, then he would
try to pay me back and he doesn't have the money. And I mean, she's amazing because like, okay, so for like, compared to the profe, who I don't think he had bad intentions in offering to pay, but it's like, sometimes, you know, people with money don't know that, like, people that are living in poverty, like, you know, they don't want you to offer them money all the time. Like, it could sometimes it could be demoralizing to them, you know. And here comes Aurora, who does it anonymously, like, and doesn't expect any praise, anything in return.
She's an angel, a literal angel, like we have said many times.
Literal angel.
Yeah, Aurora, literal angel. Literal. I said that weird the first time. Then Teresa apologizes to Mariano for talking to him the way she did. And she blames not having dinero again.
She still refuses to see the reality. I think she, at this point, she's just like delusional. And this grief has thrown her into this delusion.
Yeah, that Rosa died because they don't have money.
Yeah.
Aurora sees them and then leaves. Then we go to their house.
Yeah, so now it's nighttime and they're walking. I guess they're walking back into their empty apartment.
Yes, yeah. The wake is over. The apartment's now empty. They walk in with Doña Juana. They're just all saying nothing's going to be the same ever again. And they're right.
They're all crying, yeah.
Doña Juana's like, tienes que seguir adelante. There's nothing else you can do, you know.
Yeah.
Time's going to pass. But Teresa refuses to hear it. So it's the next day. They're sitting at the table. Teresa's like, Rosa's gone, but I'm here. I love you guys. Refugio says, Doña Refugio says, we have to stay united. We have to support each other.
Yeah.
Then Teresa's like, Rosa's not going to be able to see my accomplishments, but yeah. I'm going to put in extra work.
She's going to like go even harder for Rosa. And I'm like, I think Rosa would have wanted her to be there for her parents and to, you know, be in community with everyone, because Rosa was down for the vecindad.
Rosa was it. Yeah, she was.
And she would not have wanted Teresa to do things the way she's going to do them. And no. So like for her to be like, this is for you. It's like, come on.
No one. Absolutely no one. Teresa, I'm going to go extra hard for Rosa and ditch everyone in la vecindad and fuck them. And that's not what Rosa would have wanted.
No.
Mariano's sitting outside. He's waiting for Esperanza so he can talk to her because he hasn't got a chance to after his talk with the doctor. He's talking to Esperanza and he's like, what's going on? Because I know those labs weren't free. That's not how things work.
I really wanted her to
confess in him.
And like say, but I think he would have judged the shit out of her and been like, the fuck?
Yeah. So. He says, you can tell me, I'm going to be supportive. But if he she said the truth, he'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
That's not what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. But she says something different. She says, I wasn't employed, but I am now. Everything's good now. And he's like, oh,
it's okay. Like a half-truth. And you know what he says? He's like, you know, basically at some point he's telling her to be careful with like the lying because it's you know, it's gonna get messy. And that's already what's happening to her.
That's exactly what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
The lies are gonna get all mixed up and it's happening. We go to Aida's parents and Genoveva at the fancy rich people club.
Country club, yeah.
Yeah. They're talking about their kids having fun, but not too much fun. They have to be careful, which is weird. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
The whole conversation seems weird to
me. It's weird. It's so weird.
Well, you know what? Beba.
Oh, never mind.
Genoveva says, I always tell my son to be bad, but be careful, or some shit like that. Like, what?
What did she say? Yeah, but it was something like that.
Yeah, basically. I'm like, I would rather tell my son to.
But you know what it reminded me of, though? Remember when we, in Oakland, that lady Francis that mommy would hang out with and we would hang out with her kids, like, all together?
Yeah, they were in school with us.
Yeah, yeah. And so then Francis was like, what did she say? Something.
Cuiden a sus hijas de mi gallo.
Yeah, something like some that. Like, but
she called them a rooster.
It's like an actual saying that. That's not it? I don't know how it goes.
Hold on.
No. Really? How would that even make any sense?
I'm pretty sure
it's like, it involves
within us. How gallinas. Do you say female gallina?
Oh.
Female gallinas. It is a cuiden a sus gallinas de mi gallo.
Que mi gallo está suelto or some shit.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, let me.
I'm telling you, you're not saying it right. Cuida tus gallinas porque mi gallo está suelto. Something
cuiden
like that.
Cuiden a sus gallinas que mi gallo anda suelto.
Yeah.
See? Okay.
Told you.
You were very close and I was not.
I was close.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what Genoveva. Same attitude she's conveying.
Same vibe.
Same vibe, yeah. Same energy, which is, my son's going to do whatever he wants. Boys will be boys.
Yeah, which is like.
And you tell your daughters to be careful. Like, no, bitch, teach your son to value women.
But yeah, but this is the same son that like assaulted Teresa, so.
Yeah, exactly. So it's already too late for him.
Yeah, it is. He's long gone. And
look at the mom he has. Look at the shit she's saying.
Exactly.
So of course he tried to assault Teresa.
And so then Mayra gets up from the table where they're all hanging out and she leaves. And I knew they were going to bring up something. And so remember how you said that you thought Genoveva and him hooked up in the future. And I think they do again in the future. But they already had their affair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's basically like, oh, como te extraño.
Oh, I know. It's
and
so
he's
weird.
Like, shut the fuck up. She's but like, this okay. He is like, shut up.
Yeah. He's like, so you're going on a trip, like a honeymoon. How I wish that we were going on this trip. He's like, ya cállate.
Cierra el hocico.
We go back to la vecindad.
this is where.
Oh, this is where she makes up the lie. Okay, so yeah, we're back in the vecindad, and Esperanza and Mariano are still talking, and this is when she tells him about how she was fired, but now she has another job, and then Mariano's like, "Be careful with the lies; you're gonna get caught the fuck up."
Yeah, and then she's like, "And you know what? If something comes true for me, then I'm gonna be so happy." What is she talking about?
I think she's talking about Ruben leaving his wife. But see, this is why she needs to be like Teresa. Use Ruben for his money. Get the money, get the bag, you know, and then leave him. But don't, like, come on. Men like him, they never leave their wives. This is what they do. They have affair after affair after affair, and they always stick with their wives.
Yeah, yeah. And but she doesn't know. She doesn't know.
I'm like, how can you be this naive?
Yeah, and I wonder if, is Teresa actually going to hook up with him? Because then Teresa's going to burn every bridge she has.
She by the end of the novella, she does burn every bridge she has.
Okay. She does. She's going to burn. She's going
to. The whole neighborhood stops talking to her.
Oh, okay. I wonder what she does to Doña Juana then.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Because her revenge is going to Aida is going to involve Ruben. But Ruben has to. Esperanza.
Yeah.
So that's where that bridge is going to burn.
Yeah.
And obviously, Teresa hooking up with all these men, Mariano's not going to want to be with her, right?
No, he leaves her and gets together with Aurora at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And
spoilers.
Then, this shit is old. We don't need spoiler advice. Everyone has to have already watched this.
Oh, did you know that in the Philippines, they redid this novela, Teresa?
I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In like 2007.
But I know they love their novelas too, because I watched like a scene of one, and it was so funny. Like, it was so
Yeah, Filipino culture. It's like they're like us.
Yeah,
yeah. So they love their novelas. We love our novelas. And then Korean soap operas are the shit too.
Have you watched them? Because I always hear about them, but I've never watched them.
I used to watch a little bit when I was in the army, and I had a Lou. She was one of my buddies, and so we would hang out in her barracks room and just watch Korean soap operas. They're top notch too. All right, so back to this. We're back in La Vecindad, in Teresa's room, right? Yeah. She's telling Rosa, things are going to be different now. I don't deserve to be poor.
I'm like, well, Teresa, no one deserves to be poor.
Yeah.
This is like the total, like, capitalist mentality that.
Yes.
I'm like, no. This is a socialist podcast. I'm just kidding. Okay, what?
Well, I do have socialist beliefs. So if you don't, then don't at me.
Bye.
But I saw this tweet today that was like, capitalism bad, socialism good, me sexy. I was just, for some reason, laughing at it. Like, it's not that funny, but it was hilarious to me. So yeah, Teresa is in her room, right, yeah, crying.
And so then she's like, I'm tired of this. And she decides to change. She grabs all of her slutty dresses from her closet.
And she chooses a purple one.
And then Juana walks in and she's getting all her slutty dresses and she's trying to change. But she's like, this is like a breakdown. Like, it's like nuts, right? She's like, yeah, like crying, like bawling her eyes out, holding her slutty dresses, like
she's
in her bra because she's trying to change. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of looking like trash. And then Johanna's like, your sister just died. Like, you don't need to look good.
She's like, at least wait until the, what is that called? When the 9 days pass.
Novena?
Novenario? I don't know how you say
something like that. But she's basically telling her, like, you know, just do, because they have their traditional grieving, like, process.
It's typically 9 days of, like, rezando con un rosario.
Yeah.
That you do every day.
Yeah.
Which I don't think it's done here, which is why I was, like, trying to explain it.
Some people do it, though. Well, I mean, not here. Like, Mexicans here do it.
Yes. No, okay. Yeah, I meant like an American thing to do.
But I don't know if it's a Catholic thing. I don't meet any like white Catholics, so I don't know.
Yeah, same. So I don't know, but it is a Catholic thing in Mexico, and Mexicans here. So the 9 days pass, you pray every day, you wear black every day.
Yeah.
And so Doña Juana is telling Teresa, espérate.
Like, for respect for your sister and your parents, at least wait this. And she's like, no.
And she's like grabbing her dress, and this is where it ends.
Well, she goes on saying like, oh, this kind of stuff doesn't happen to rich people. And then Doña Juana's trying to say like, this happens to everyone.
Oh, you know what? Okay. The YouTube episode I watched got cut right there. Oh. No wonder I didn't see the credits rolling.
Oh yes. She basically is just still saying the same thing she's been saying the whole time. Like, she died because she's poor. And then Doña Juana's like, no, like, people die. This is a part of life. This is normal. Like, you know, just respect the grieving process, respect your parents. And she's like, no.
Oh, okay, okay. And yeah, this is where it ends.
Okay, okay.
It's basically the same, just a little more talking.
But this is like a pivotal point in la novela. This is where, like I said, this is where Teresa officially becomes ruthless and
yeah,
gonna get.
This is where she stops giving a fuck if you thought she gave fucks beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. If she had any, if you noticed any, they're gone. They're out the window.
They're all gone.
Everything.
She got the last of her fucks, wrapped them up in a little like bag and threw them away.
Yeah, I don't need these anymore.
These fucks, nah.
Nah, these fucks, nah. Can go.
And I'm like trying to remember exactly what, you know, I'm excited to see what happens because I don't remember.
Yeah, I think this is when she's going to 100% pursue El Profe. I think this is where it starts happening.
I think you're right. And then this is why her and Mariano eventually break up, because she doesn't leave Mariano while she's trying to pursue El Profe.
No, no, she doesn't. And at some point, she also pursues Paulo at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them. I don't know. I don't remember, but I do know this is where she's going to start pursuing El Profe more.
Yeah, yeah.
Hardcore. But yeah, this is it. If you have been enjoying this podcast,
give us a 5-star review.
5 stars. Yep. You can find us on the gram, Novelas con Cafecito, Twitter, Novelas con Café, Facebook, Novelas con Cafecito. All this is in the show notes as well.
On the tubes. You can find us on the tubes.
Oh, yeah. The tubes.
YouTube.
Yeah. El YouTubes. And this is where you can find our blooper videos and little extra clips here and there. Mostly blooper videos. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Muchas gracias. Tune in next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.